Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to say a shout out to our sponsors, which is Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Dental Supply. I also want to say a thank you to David Wolf and his podcast team. Without their expertise, these podcasts would be very difficult. Our last podcast dealt with Anna Roque. She's vice president of Cherry Finance. It's a financial company that's new to the market. We got a great response from our last podcast, and there were a couple of areas that we didn't get to touch on, and she was just gracious enough to provide us with another podcast. Anna, please introduce yourself and give us a brief overview of what the last podcast was to our listeners, and then I'd like to get into some additional topics if you have the time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. And thank you again for inviting me on. This is really fun to have this conversation with you. So my name is Anna Roque. I'm the Vice President of Practice Development at Cherry. Cherry is a buy now, pay later payment solution for your patients. And our goal is really to be the best in class buy now, pay later solution out there. And our mission is dedicated to helping medical providers treat more patients. And we want to make sure that there are high approval rates and low cost to the practice while we do this. I think one thing you can really think about when you think about Cherry is being practice obsessed. At the end of the day, our practices that we partner with are our number one customer.
Well, I understand from our last podcast, your company started in 2020, and you've been in this particular type of field for over 18 years. And there's some specific advantages to the dental profession along with other medical professionals, I think med spas, plastic surgeons, et cetera, that your company caters to. But one of the things was this transparency of 1.9% all the way up to 11.9%, where you can offer our clients or patients 3 months up to 24 months interest free. Is that correct?
That is correct. You have a great memory.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. And the next issue was, how does an office set up? Let's just say our listeners right now are excited. Most of our listeners are probably using some competitors, which have some advantages, but as you pointed out in our last podcast, some disadvantages, which makes your company very desirable. But how does Dr. Jones or Dr. Smith actually, what's needed? Is there a startup fee? Is there a period of training from start to finish? We've contacted your website and we've contacted your sales force and we say, we want a go. How do we go next? What's next?
Yeah. So what next is like a simple underwriting process, right? So our team also, you know, takes an assessment on the practices that we are working with, and that can be done in as quickly as 24 hours. And it can take up to a few days. So that is something, again, we do all of this in-house here in the U.S., and our teams are dedicated to moving you through the process as quickly as you can. Once you've gone through our underwriting process, you will move to our onboarding team. And our onboarding team is, you know, again, best in class. And they will take you through the process of ensuring that the right key stakeholders in your office are confident with our intuitive technology. So that is, you know, it's a 1 hour training that we ask of you. And then during your first, you know, few days, we want to make sure that you're getting into the habit. So we're going to ask you to send some approval links from the dashboard. We send you some collateral for the office. So you have QR codes in the stand in your office and all of that. But, you know, from underwriting through the onboarding process, you can, like, if you speed through it and you tell us that you're ready to go, we can get you through in about a week and a half.
Okay. And some of these onboarding products, is there a fee for that? Do you charge for these brochures or these pamphlets that allow, is there any cost to that?
Yeah, so how Cherry works is there isn't a single fee to register or go through our onboarding process. We only make money when you are using Cherry to help your patients get access to more treatment. So that is how Cherry is paid, is through that fee that is charged, our practice fee. And yeah, and that's it. So there aren't any like ongoing monthly fees, right? This isn't a software as a service company. We are truly there to help you grow your business, get more patients accepting treatment. And that is the only time that we get paid.
Do the patients get like a credit card, or is it just all done by a mobile device and a QR code? So let's just say Mr. and Mrs. Smith have elected to do treatment and they've paid it off in 3 months interest free. Now they decided to do other treatment. How does that work?
Yeah, so your patients do not receive a credit card with Cherry. We are an installment loan. So it's not a revolving line of credit, right? It's not something that they're going to have to worry about being on, you know, like worrying about where to put this credit card. And the other thing is as they're going through the approval process, there also isn't a hard credit check during that approval process. So they will find out in under a minute what they are approved for. And then from there, once they are done with the loan, it is closed and it is over.
And can the office administrative staff, can they see that, let's say, soft credit check? For example, Mr. and Mrs. Smith come in, they're a new client, and we've signed them up with Cherry. And before they sit in a chair, we know that the soft credit check has been done and Mr. and Mrs. Smith could potentially be approved for $25,000.
Correct.
And for Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones, that soft credit check, for a variety of reasons, wasn't approved. So from a business standpoint, just speaking frankly, I'm not saying me, but let's say other dentists that I know might use this as a screening tool to say, even though we want to give Mr. and Mrs. Smith all their options, probably the focus may be on the most financially acceptable option. There's no sense talking about 6 implants on the upper and lower arch and the client spending $100,000 when the soft credit check said they're not going to be approved.
Right. So yeah, on the back end of the product, what happens is once your Mr. and Mrs. Smith go through the process, they get approved, they are told that they are approved, and we now approve up to $30,000 in dental, which is really exciting. And so they will see that approval amount. And then on the back end, the team, your team, will also see that approval. So they would know exactly what the patient is approved for. And, you know, I think it's a really powerful tool to use to gauge your conversation.
So just so I'm clear to my listeners, this soft credit check, is that provided by the patient or is that our administrative staff that's taken down your date of birth, your address, your social security number, et cetera, et cetera? I'm sure there's 3 to 5 different pieces of information that you need to do a soft credit check. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's what we ask for. So what we do is everything is done on the patient's mobile phone. So it's very high tech. And it is sent, we send a text message from the dashboard, which you would have on your computer, or you would have a QR code that is in the office with you. The patient could easily scan that. They simply put in their name and their social security. And from there, we do a quick check and see if we have enough information from that. And we can make a decision in under a minute. If we do need more information on some patients, we may need to have a look at their banking situation. But other than that, most of our patients, we know in under a minute exactly what they're approved up for.
Now, if that patient or client doesn't have a mobile phone, is that something where they could sit in a kiosk in the office and do it on the computer dashboard that you were talking about? Or is that up to our administrators to provide that information? And I'm generalizing here, but let's just say Mr. and Mrs. Smith is 87 years old.
Right.
Okay. I can assure you, at least in our practice, they don't have a mobile phone. And generally, they're asking our team to do a lot for them to make it easier and less complicated. So do you take that directly from our team, or are there other arrangements?
We do have an app that can be used to do this as well. So that could be downloaded on an iPad, potentially, that you have in the office, or on a phone. But yeah, that can be done.
So the administrative team would be providing you with the name and the social security number, and then you would be providing that soft credit check under the best circumstances within a minute or so. You'd say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith has been approved.
And I would think, you know, we still recommend that the patient, you know, fills the application out themselves, right? They need to provide the consent. So it may be something that your team might need to help them if that is, you know, if they need a little bit of help with the technology with the iPad. But we do, you know, we do recommend that the patient enters the information in themselves and that they're applying for Cherry on their own behalf.
And just to press you on this, the office doesn't need any hardware. There's no card readers or anything like that. In other words, once you've done your underwriting and the office has been approved, everything is through our computer, your computer, and the dashboard that you're setting up or the app you're setting up on our system. Is that correct?
That is correct. And even the payment is processed in the office that day. The payment is processed through the patient's phone. So your staff isn't even taking a credit card from them that day. And they are able to pay with either a credit or a debit card on the day. We do recommend that, you know, they need to pay that day.
I wanted to talk about something else that I've had personal experience with and other listeners have talked to me about. But let's just say Mr. and Mrs. Smith is dissatisfied with the service. And just hypothetically, we've done, just to make it up, we've done 6 crowns on the front 6 teeth. They're inserted. And for whatever reason, right or wrong, there's dissatisfaction. How does your company, Cherry, take care of those issues when Mr. and Mrs. Smith call up and say, I'm not paying anymore. I'm dissatisfied with the care and service, and that's why I'm not paying?
Yeah, so that is a risk that Cherry takes on. And as long as services are rendered, we are a no recourse company, meaning that we're not going to come back to you and ask for your money. For this patient's money back, right? That is something that we would then take the loss on. And of course, you know, but like where we would have to have a conversation is if services were not rendered. But as long as services have been rendered, you know, at that point, it's between Cherry and the patient.
Okay. And when you mean rendered in dental terms, when we put something in Mr. and Mrs. Smith's mouth, we assume the treatment's been rendered. That isn't always what that patient would consider. Sometimes they say, you know, I've had it for a few days in a week and it hasn't met my expectations. Most of the dentists that I know would redo or attempt to make Mr. and Mrs. Smith satisfied. But working with the public, I'm sure your company has already figured out since 2020, it's impossible to keep everyone happy. So there's always a few apples that are bad and make it difficult. And I wanted to hear there is no recourse to the office. That is correct?
That is correct.
Yes. Providing services have been rendered.
Correct. Meaning that the treatment has been done. I mean, satisfaction is a whole different conversation, right?
Okay. Can you just wind this podcast up by telling our listeners how they can reach out to Cherry, how they can sign up and get this process going to help your company and help their offices so our offices can help our clients in a nice way achieve the treatment that they want in an affordable series of events?
Yeah, absolutely. So just high level recap again of like what Cherry is, right? So we provide a buy now, pay later solution for your patients with no hard credit check to them. We have merchant fees as low as 1.9, and we do approve up to 75% of Americans. So it's a really incredible solution. And you know, we would love to partner with you. My team is excited to come to your practice and, you know, really ensure that your staff can leverage payment plans to help increase your case acceptance. And the best way to reach out to us is going to be through our website. So that is www.withcherry.com. And that is W-I-T-H-C-H-E-R-R-Y.com. And, you know, one thing that I really love about our product is that, you know, we are going to give you solutions for your patients to financially move forward with the treatment that you know they need, right? So this care gives you the power to truly focus on what your patients need, the healthcare they need, and let Cherry partner with your patients to help them access that care.
Well, I can tell you, you've done a wonderful job representing your company. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. You've certainly educated me, and I'm sure you've helped our listeners, and I hope your phone starts ringing off. But before we close, where is the central calling? Where is it located?
Yeah, so Cherry is a fully remote company, meaning that so we are all spread out across the United States working remotely. My team is a little unique because we do offer in-practice support. So I have 20 practice development members that are scattered across the United States that have a dedicated territory that they cover, and they will travel and work with your staff.
So in other words, for our listeners, it's 24/7. If you are on the East Coast and we're on the West Coast, we have that ability to get that answer hopefully within a few minutes, and those transactions can take place 24/7.
Absolutely. The transactions can take place 24/7. Our support team, though, is based here in the U.S. and they do work U.S. hours. So okay. If you need to call in for something, that would be something to do during office hours, but you can transact 24 hours a day.
Okay. And those office hours are Eastern?
Yeah, we're open for the most part from 9 o'clock Eastern all the way through Pacific time. So when your office is open, we are open.
Okay. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the information, and I'm sure our listeners do. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to give a shout out again to Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Supply Company, and also to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team. And a big thanks to Cherry Finance. Look them up. Educate yourself on it. I can tell you that I've been using organizations like Cherry for over 25 years, and they've been a huge part of our success. And I'm looking forward to working with Cherry myself. Thanks again, everybody. I appreciate it. Have a great, safe night, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.